Welcome to Part of the Practice, a podcast brought to you by Social Practice CUNY, an educational network that amplifies the collective power of faculty, staff, and students at the City University of New York who are working for social justice with their practice of socially engaged art.
Art has traditionally been about representing things. Social practice has a tendency to sort of toss representation to the side or put it kind of a little bit under erasure, you might say, and actually sort of be the thing itself. And that raises a whole other set of problems, but it also creates all kinds of interesting possibilities.
My name is Catherine Lasota, Associate Director of Social Practice CUNY. And on Part of the Practice, I'm in conversation with socially engaged artists, scholars, and advocates who are part of the Social Practice CUNY network.
One of the reasons I've stuck around New York City for so long is because even though the city has changed so much in the last 23 years, it still is always thriving in creativity, and it's a place that's very rich for human interaction and exchange.
So I gravitated towards visual practices, you know, to weave in my personal experiences, to better understand like my relationship with space and history. And these things we take for granted, but we also interact with. And I think visual practices, art in any form, is a tool to do that.
In our conversations, we chat about our individual art practices, our connections and collaborations with our communities, the evolving definition of social practice, and how art can make real change in the world.
I still think I'm very much drawing from my own personal material and figuring these questions out of just like process and method. But I'm also curious about collective routes.
I personally was compelled by all these social movements that had us realize that now more than ever, we have to be civically engaged.
Every voice on Part of the Practice brings a different point of view, and together they make up the rich tapestry of Social Practice CUNY.
There has been a real shift where we understand that the means of production of art, the means of production of education around art, the means of exhibition of art, the means of critique of art are all highly politicized.
A lot of times we feel like the things that we produce, it doesn't have the same value as something that is in a museum or something that is in a library or da 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 da. And it's like, how do we, if we preserve our stuff and we honor our stuff, like, you know, get people to feel like it's important. And I think that's a part of the work.
Subscribe to Part of the Practice wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss a single episode of our conversations about how we use art to engage with our communities here in New York City and around the world. You can find out more at socialpracticecuny.org, and we look forward to being in conversation with you soon.